Indonesia appeal to the US to do more to stop the atrocities in Gaza. Ceasefire is a must for the sake of humanity. Once again, thank you for your invitation, President Biden. Thank you.
Thank you. And as we met outside, as you got out of your automobile, we had a very important discussion on climate. The president said, I'm cold.
What are the chances of a Gaza ceasefire?
None. No possibility.
President Biden says there is no possibility of a ceasefire. And former President Trump has made it clear that he will also serve the Zionist state of Israel. This is one issue that the entire U.S. government seems to be in agreement on. But America and its NATO vassals stand alone with Israel. Millions of people all over the world are taking to the streets in one of the most unified, peaceful protests ever. Most people are seeing this as it is, an illegal occupation sliding quickly towards genocide. Which is good, because the world is now on the brink of a holy war, and the only way to stop it is a mass awakening. The U.S. is firing airstrikes in eastern Syria, where the Iraqi militia have been launching drone attacks at U.S. military bases. The Islamic Resistance in Lebanon, Hezbollah, has launched several operations targeting Israeli forces, who have been bombing several towns in southern Lebanon. A Black Hawk helicopter crash killed five U.S. special forces off the coast of Cyprus, and the Turks are claiming it was shot down. China and Iran are now working together against Israel, and the CCP begins military drills in the South China Sea. To the majority of the world, it is clear that the Zionist state of Israel is the antagonist. As Celia Farber points out, even some of Israel's staunchest supporters are now speaking out against their war crimes. Macron calls on Israel to stop killing women and children, and Anthony Blinken says that far too many Palestinians have been killed. Humanity is more awake than ever, and we are watching as Israel kills a few dozen militants and over 10,000 civilians while calling it a war. The majority of the world is demanding an end to this slaughter, but Netanyahu says that Israel will defy the world, if needed, to defeat Hamas, an organization created by Israel. The region is being surrounded by warships as thousands of Americans march in D.C. to demand more mass murder of Palestinians.
The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous.
The Gaza ceasefire.
Greg Reese reporting. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos. Sign up for my free newsletter and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid. Still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.